Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventress, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Greetings.
Hello.
Hi, guys. And how exciting. This is our 20th episode, so we decided to have some special guests join us. This is Carrie and Melody Malden.
Praise the Lord.
With Malden Ministries.
Amen.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you
guys
tonight.
Yes, it is.
We're glad to be
Joy.
Here.
It's awesome. Awesome.
And they're going to tell us how they got started in ministries.
Can I read a scripture first?
Wait. Randall has to read. Sorry. Let's throw it back to Pastor.
Yes. I was thinking about you guys, and I was thinking about the ministry of Jesus. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach." You know, Jesus began a work,
yes,
but he turned it over to us to finish the work until he comes.
Yes.
And I know that you guys have done a great job of reaching people, and it's exciting to have your ministry tonight and as you join with us here on the podcast. And so I just want to hear from you guys what God has been doing in the finished work since he began. He's turned it over to us and give it into our hands. We have the ministry of reconciliation. He's given us the message of reconciliation to reconcile the world unto God. And so I know you guys have played a great role in different ministries here tonight. So we just want to welcome y'all and let y'all share from your heart tonight. And as our listening audience is tuning in.
Praise
Brother
God.
Carey.
Well, it's a joy to do what we get to do.
Amen.
We've been 27 years in Africa and in Asia. And built, by the grace of God, as of right now, 1,787 churches have been built. Right at 1,300 water wells have been drilled. Lots of people getting buffaloes and goats and sewing machines and things like that. Just a joy to serve the living God. And then 26 years, we've been a part of the Special Touch Camps. Those are camps with people that have challenges with mental or physical challenges. And since I'm mentally and physically challenged, they let me speak at the camp, so it works out real good. We've done them in a lot of different states, and some from right here in Yale come to the Special Touch Camp. And it'll be the last full week of May this year. It'll be at Pioneer Cove. It's run by New Life Ranch. It used to be Camp Dry Gulch in past years. And just beautiful camp. And so we'll have a full week Monday through Friday at the camp, and just thankful for what God lets us do.
Is that open to?
It's open to those that are 10 and above. It can be as old as somebody wants to come. A lot of people are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, Down syndrome or maybe cerebral palsy or whatever the challenges are.
In Arizona, we had a senior who was in his late 70s. Or early
80s.
Oh, wow.
It came from the nursing home.
Oh, good.
And
wow.
Some like
That's
that.
That's wonderful.
Several different ones. Lots of different people come. And it's Monday through Friday, and they get treated like a queen or a king for the week and makes a memory. And so many of them, when they get home, they get their clothes washed, put them back in their suitcase, and they're ready for camp again, even though it's a year away.
Right.
I know I was a part of the one we had down south of here last year, I believe, one of the day camps, and it was so phenomenal. I still rejoice over the matter of fact, Melody, you spoke at that one.
That was in Choctaw.
Yes,
absolutely. That was it. That was awesome. That was phenomenal.
That was a great day. The people, I fell in love with them. They were so happy. You
can't help it.
Oh, man, it's just a great group of people, and the establishment was there.
Absolutely.
Staff was, it was wonderful.
If anyone wants to go, or you know somebody that would fit the qualifications. I think we're all challenged. We all have disabilities. So if you want to come to camp.
Or want to volunteer as a caregiver.
You can come and volunteer as a caregiver. It's specialtouch.org. And you can look it up. Go to the Oklahoma Getaway. And you can find out how to sign up or call. And
Get connected.
I recommend it. It was a great time, and so I can't imagine what a full week would do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I know the people that come, they worship the Lord.
They do.
It was so real and genuine. It was powerful, powerful outpouring, absolutely. So, yeah.
Well, that's Special Touch, but the ministry overseas, when I was 15 years old, I was living in Springdale, Arkansas. I ended up going to the University of Arkansas, graduated, and but when I was 15, I was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy and ended up age of 25, being in the wheelchair in Chicago, had surgeries to move muscles, cut, staple, got my feet straightened, got out of the chair, and I'm 64 years old now. And by the grace of God, I can still walk.
Amen.
And that's totally God's grace. Mm-hmm. They told me 39 years ago after the surgeries that 10 years and the muscles would weaken and I'd be back in the chair. And that's been 39 years. So
well, they clearly didn't know our God, did they?
Amen. God,
God's powerful, and then each of us have to learn to suck it up, buttercup, and get your mind off yourself and
right.
on somebody else, something else, the Lord, and he'll show you. But anyway, I worked as a manager with Kmart for 20 years. And in 1996, I didn't choose to leave, but I had to leave because of the muscular dystrophy, and I didn't know what I was going to do. And my grandpa called me. He was an Assemblies of God pastor for 73 years, licensed ordained when he passed away. But he and grandma, she was 66 years, licensed ordained. But they called that summer after I was let go, or kind of pushed out in 96. And they said, "What are you going to do now?" I said, "I don't have any idea." I taught Sunday school for several years, but that's all what I'd done. But they said, "Well, let's go to West Texas, down south of Amarillo. Let's hold a revival." I said, "That's great. I'll drive you out there." They said, "Drive nothing. I'm preaching one night. You're preaching the next night." I said, "Well, I've never done that before." He says, "Well, you got a whole week. Get ready."
That's right. There you go. So,
praise the Lord.
So when you got somebody kind of pushing you, and we went, knocked on doors, did things, and God blessed me with some people that just kind of encouraged me in that way. And there was an older brother in Broken Arrow. He was a pastor evangelist, that Brother Ossie Jones, and his wife Thelma had just passed away. And so I left Kmart. I didn't have much money or anything, but I went to his house and picked him up, take him to lunch because his wife had just passed. So picked him up. We went to lunch to take him back, and he got out, went in the house, and God nudged me to go give him the $50 that was folded up in the secret place of my wallet. And so I got up, went up the door, and he says, "But I'd led prayer group for 17 years at Broken Arrow on Thursday nights. It was an awesome prayer group. And for years, and somebody had volunteered to pay my way since I left Kmart. They volunteered to pay my way to represent America in a prayer conference in Israel in the fall of 96, because I was free, and it was supposed to happen the end of October. And so I knew that was coming in a few weeks, but Brother Ossie, I gave him the $50. He said, "You're going to need this for your trip." I said, "No, you're supposed to have it." He took it, put it on his hand, that $50 bill, and prayed, "Lord, just bless this, multiply it 10 times over, bring your blessing." I thought, well, that sounds great. I didn't have much money, and, you know, I didn't have a job. I didn't know what was coming. Anyway, I went, and he prayed in me, multiplied 10 times over. I went back to the house after that lunch, and a couple hours later, an older couple from the church there, Broken Arrow Assembly, called me. They said, "Kerry, if you're in town, can you come by our house?" They had never called me. I didn't even know where their house was, but they told me. I went to their house, and a couple hours after we'd prayed, maybe 3 hours by that time, and they gave me a check for $500.
Praise the Lord.
Exactly 10 times what he had prayed.
Wow.
And they said, "Use this however you feel led. Just use it on your trip to Israel." I said, "Okay, great." In my heart, my way was paid. Somebody paid my way.
Right.
And I knew in my heart I was supposed to give this away. And so I got over there and gave to a guy from Myanmar, some to a guy from Bulgaria. And it came to the very last day of that month of prayer conference. I had about a third of the money left. And, you know, stupid thoughts come like, maybe this was for you.
Yeah.
You're trying to figure. But I knew in my heart it wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. I met a guy from India, and I gave some to him. Well, God, Myanmar, Bulgaria, India, giving money different places, and I'm just thankful how God directs things and opens the door for missions to all these countries,
yes.
Like in Southeast Asia and and Myanmar and the places that we've been blessed to go and all the churches built and all these places, and I'm just thankful for that. Well, I didn't dream how God would do it, but I gave the $500 away, and I came back and went to the couple's house that gave the money and told them what they had done, and they gave $1,500.
Wow. Wow.
And they wrote a check that day for $1,500 and said, the country that you feel most led, use it for that country.
Wow.
And so we used it. We reached out in the villages of that little country and began to touch lives. And you look back on it now, God just sovereignly stepped up, mm-hmm. step by step. And I wrote a book called A Voice from the Villages. It was published by Amazon, but it's a story from my daily journals. I've kept daily journals every day for 47 years. And there's pictures and stories and miracles and healings and people raised from the dead, all kinds of things. But they're real. And just thankful that God's let us do what we get to do. And
you know, I think of the scripture, it says, do not despise small beginnings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Amen.
Wow, God is just, that's God.
I didn't even know I was beginning.
Right.
But you made yourself available.
Right. And then you look back on it, and the awesome thing is with God, you get to look back and see how he brings things together piece by piece. But I will say that when I was at Broken Arrow Assembly, you know, when I was with Kmart started in the 70s, and I was with them for 20 years, but I went to some big stores, Chicago, St. Louis, and then came to the little store in Broken Arrow that was down there, And when I went, it was a little tiny store, one of the smallest Group 9 stores, smallest stores. I was in a big store at Bridgeton in St. Louis, lots of employees, lots of things going on. It was very profitable, but I had the muscular dystrophy, and it came to a point where they began to push people out. And they were headed toward bankruptcy in the mid-90s. They were number one retailer, but they made stupid choices. They were looking to push people out, and they said, you need to quit or go to a smaller store. And I didn't want to. I struggled. It was right by the airport, and they wanted to bring executives in for a big meeting from all over the country. They bring them in. And I struggled to walk in regular shoes, dress shoes with my suit, because muscular dystrophy, your feet kind of turn over. I struggled to walk. And after the meeting, they called me into the district manager office and said, you're gonna have to do something different. We don't know if you can keep doing this, even though we had best sales per employee hour, best payroll, best profit. It was a really good store. The waste was not high compared to all the other stores, one of the most profitable of 54 St. Louis area stores. It was a good store. And it shocked me and it crushed me. But eventually they put pressure, and I said, okay, I'll take a smaller store. And they brought me to Broken Arrow, one of the smallest little stores that you can imagine. It was a little Group 9. But the next 3 years, we led the nation in sales increase.
Wow.
And that wasn't because I was so good.
God's favor.
But God's timing. Because the first year, Walmart closed and moved 3 miles further down the road. The next year, they enlarged our store and made it a big, nice store. And the third year was a carryover from the first 2 years. People started coming, and positive is contagious.
Right.
And they began to come, and they put my picture on all this stuff and sent it all over the country, manager of the year and all this thing, and you know, it makes you feel good. But God set me free because I could build my staff the way I needed it, good people that I didn't have to spoon-feed everything to. Mm-hmm. They would do it, and it began to set me free to lead prayer groups and do jail ministry and go to nursing homes and things. And God just began to open up all kinds of ministry in ways that seem crushing in a way, but when you look back on it, you can see how God's at work.
And well, doesn't he have to crush the olives to get the oil out?
Mm-hmm.
He does. And out of weakness, strength comes.
That's right.
And so he's done that in our life step by step, and Melody's going to share now.
Well, for me, I've always had a heart of ministry and been active in always in church and then in organizations like a GLOW International. And 18 years ago, my late husband passed to go see the Lord, but he always had these visions of me bringing salvation, he said, to hundreds of people. And I would say, well, where are you? He said, I'm not there.
Oh, wow.
So he went home to be with the Lord without a doubt. And Carrie and I met on eHarmony, of all places. If you're honest, eHarmony works for us.
That was not a plug, folks.
That was not a plug. It's just where it happened. And I had been on lots of missions trips before. I had been to Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Mexico, of course, in-town ministries, mission-minded things. So the vision that my husband, my late husband had, it came to pass when we got married and we got into missions. And so now, one story in the book that's one of my favorite stories, I think it's along page 80, and it's a story of when we go into the villages, we hand out a salvation bracelet, and it was a very small group that was on this porch. Carrie will just invite somebody from the group to share. Well, he asked me to share, and as I was sharing the salvation bracelet, I noticed a lady tugging on her ears and rubbing her eyes, and I thought, I wonder if this is demonic or what's going on here. It was an abnormal reaction that she was having. So after the message, I asked the interpreter to go and see what was going on with her. And he said when she walked up onto that little tiny porch, she could not hear or see.
Wow.
But through the simple gospel, the unpolluted, just simple gospel, the Lord totally healed her. We didn't pray for healing. We only prayed for salvation. And it was just the Lord that was able to get all of the glory through this. So it just really shows that how awesome our God is.
Yes.
If we just move ourselves out of the way and do what he's called you to do, then he'll flow through you.
Amen.
The miracles will happen. People will come to the Lord. And ultimately, that's what we want to do through Malton Ministries. No matter where we're going, we want to see people draw closer to the Lord, and we want to see people know the Lord.
Well, he says that signs and wonders will follow them that believe.
Yes,
you know, when
absolutely.
We take the gospel, there's going to be evidence.
Yes.
There's going to be results. And to those who believe, you know, all things are possible with God. We serve a big God. I tell our church here, we serve a big God, believe big.
Yes.
You know.
Right.
And
but you know, when he was talking about, you were talking about Kmart and how things were, the Lord was already, he was already stirring up your life. He was already setting you up for what he had for you. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He does that over and over and over.
Yeah.
Yes. He does it in incredible ways when you don't have a clue what you're going to do.
Right.
And there was something that happened this last year that God worked. We didn't know how we were going to send the money to the nations that we were going to for churches and wells. Didn't have a clue. And we were praying diligently a year ago that God would open up the door. Didn't know how we were going to do it. And your own pastor called on a Friday in January last year and said that God put it on his heart to take up an offering and send money for Bibles to a little nation overseas. And he says, can we send the money through you? I didn't know how we were going to send one penny anywhere. I had no clue. And we'd done it for 25 years, but things had changed, and things had changed. But I told him, sure, you can send it through us. That'd be great. I had no clue. I got off the phone and says, we got to pray. I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't know how it's going to happen. The very next morning, a brother from overseas that we had known from speaking in some churches in parts of the Middle East called. It was out of the blue. He called and he said, I know a friend in a little country overseas that prints Bibles, full Bibles. I think he'll give them to us for a good price. He says, do you know anyone in this little country that needs Bibles? It was 20 hours after he called, and in 25 years, nobody had ever called to send money or do Bibles or anything, and it's back-to-back days.
Wow.
I said, wow. And within, you know, a short time, it's going. The Bibles are going, hundreds of Bibles and all these things, and it was awesome. But I asked the brother that day from this friend from overseas, I says, this is great. And he says, I think I'll figure a way, help you get away, and we'll get some churches and wells done. And they began to help, and it's incredible what God does. And it's just sovereign. And 5 days after that, I found out officially that we couldn't do it the way we'd done it for 25 years. but God opened the door before we even needed it. And that's the way God does. And he does that every step. You get to the joy of being a believer. When you're walking through the dark times and the hard times and the challenges, we get to look back one day and see how God's brought all the pieces together, because he's promised he's going to bring it together.
Yes.
We just have to hold on and not be stupid or rash or irrational,
right?
But
right.
trust him, and he's going to bring it.
Yes.
And that's the grace of God.
That's, yes, wow, what a testimony.
Amen.
What a testimony.
Amen.
Just to see this, just to hear this, you know, firsthand from people that's been to see exactly what's going on, bring their good report back.
Yes.
It's phenomenal. It just makes you want to open your wallet and just give more.
Yes.
just give and sow. And to our audience, man, if you want to bless this, bless the Molden yes. Ministries, you're welcome to get in touch with Yale Assembly. We'll be happy to invest with these guys. So,
amen.
Absolutely, if you want to support them, if you're listening, if you want to drill a water well, if you want to buy a goat, a chicken, a water buffalo, or a sewing machine, get with us, and we'll be happy to put your money.
Build a church for $2,000 or drill a well for $1,000.
Wow.
Buffaloes, $300. Goats are $100. Sewing machines, $100. Bicycles, $100. Chickens, several chickens are $25. We used to be able to get a pair of little goats for $25.
Inflation is
that's been 25 years ago, but
right.
It's incredible how things have gone up the world. And some of the churches we speak in here in America, they'll say, well, a good ewe is $300 now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, man. But things have gone up, but God's hand is not slack. It's not short.
Come on.
You get a lot of things done.
That's
and
right.
churches are coming up. Just this last year, 287 wells drilled and 192 churches built this last year.
Wow.
That's the grace of God.
Wow.
So,
well, Brother Carey, if somebody wants to get your book, how do they go about doing that?
They can order it off Amazon.
Amazon, okay.
Carey Maldon, KerryMaldin. It's called A Voice from the Villages. There's a black and white copy or there's a color copy. It all goes to missions.
Right.
It goes straight to the missions account. And the black and white is less expensive, but it doesn't have all the – there's a picture for just about every story. It's a little over 200 pages, and they're all journal stories.
I can read that one. It's got
pictures. Yeah, and it's a beautiful book. I mean, I can see it from here, and it's very nice.
And the neat thing is the picture on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a blurry picture.
It does.
That's one of Melody's favorite stories.
Uh-huh.
Because
wow.
This is a day where – you know, sometimes in life you hit things that you don't know how in the world you're going to get out of it.
Right.
And there was a day in this little country over there that we were at that end of the day, long day, and she had a medical challenge that rose up, didn't know what was going to happen, didn't know how it was going to, but she was thinking, I may have to go home. It was pretty serious and just started.
At lunchtime.
At lunchtime and went all day. And it was some unusual things that happened. Anyway, we had a couple guys with us that were coming back the next day to America. And so we were praying diligently, should she come back, should she not, what to do. And we get back to the room that night. It's about 9 or 10 o'clock. And the native in this little place, one of the pastors was outside the room, and he says, aren't you coming to my village? All the people are sitting outside. They're waiting for you. They want you to come and teach on this Holy Spirit. Aren't you coming?
Mm-hmm.
And she's been.
And, well, when we opened the door and there was somebody there wanting us to go to another village, at that point, it's very late at night.
Six villages already, 12-hour days.
Exactly. And when you're in the villages, and when you get to your room, you feel like you have given everything, spiritually, physically, emotionally. And this day was really wearing on me. So when they said that, I was like, really, Lord? Really? You know? But I knew in my heart we had to go. We are out praying for people to be healed all day long. And I thought, how could we not go? You know, they're waiting.
A sacrifice.
And so we went, and Carrie taught beautifully. And
well, it was about 9 o'clock. We had to drive to the village.
An hour.
It's at least an hour. Teach. And then they begin to pray for the Holy Spirit. And when they begin to pray for the Holy Spirit, Melody snapped the picture. And It's when the Holy Spirit began to fall.
Wow.
And it's not doctored. It's not photoshopped. It literally
touching
was
picture.
When
yes.
the Holy Spirit and several were filled. Mm-hmm. I think six pastors came out of that group of villagers that began to go to villages. And it's one of those memories you don't forget that we couldn't see it with our eyes, but after you take the picture and you look at it, every picture around it was perfectly clear and is a really nice camera. There's no way it's doctored. And God does things, and he does it in a way that you know that he's there, he's with you. And the thing was, she didn't come back, and she gets back to America a few weeks later and goes in for a test, and everything was perfectly normal. God just told her, it's a little tiny country in Southeast Asia, and God just told her, eat rice. And so she knew, and for the next weeks that we were there, all she ate was rice. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Wow.
And so she made it through fine. But those kind of things, you see God's hand with you every step, and there's so many times. All the villages, all the people, and just thankful.
Wow. You know, I go back to the scripture we read a while ago, all that Jesus began to do. But it's people like you guys that God uses as our heroes, as missionaries, that God uses y'all tremendously to reach these people, go these places. Our prayers are with y'all. Our covenant of prayer goes over y'all, covering of prayer over y'all. And
thank you.
So thankful for the report that you've given us today on this podcast. And I pray that our listeners that are listening to us right now, that they'll be touched by this, by the power of God.
Amen.
I mean, this is what it is. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at Zechariah, the fourth chapter, verse 6, and then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
That's what it is right here. Mm-hmm. This is firsthand of what God is doing. And then it says, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. We're tearing down walls. You guys are tearing down walls. You're doing exactly what was prophesied by Zechariah. And he said, he shall bring forth the headstone. There was shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Man, there's so much grace has been involved in you guys' ministry. It's God's favor upon you, your healing, your testimony.
Absolutely.
My Lord, this gets me excited just thinking about it.
Yes.
He said, moreover, I love the word moreover, because it never ends with God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It just keeps getting gooder and gooder and gooder. And he said, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it.
Mm.
We started out all that Jesus began to do. But it's people like you that your hands are going to finish this and usher in the glory of God.
Thank you.
You know, when God provides, we've never taken salary from the ministry. Mm-hmm. We've never taken salary. And God's grace has been there. And I won't go into the detail, but I tell you, he's blessed us abundantly above all we can think or ask. And we've never taken a salary from the ministry.
And that's what his word says he's going to do.
And he does.
Yeah.
Yes.
This week, I won't tell the story, but
to God be the glory,
Amen.
Brother.
Oh,
man.
Amen.
We'll have to have you back again you can tell that story.
All we can say is that's my God.
It's my God.
That's my God.
He did it. It just happens sometimes. Anyway, praise God.
Thank you
for the privilege to share.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys. It's been awesome to have y'all on our podcast tonight on the 20th episode. And praise God. Hey, once again, I'll give them a plug. Hey, if you guys want to support the Molden Ministries, go with them on your website. What's your website again, Brother Kerry?
We used to have a website, but the little country we go to was we can't do it.
But you can do it. You can use Yale Assembly. You can send finances through Yale Assembly, and we'll get it to them. And that way, if you get his book, go on to Amazon. Get his book, Special Touch Ministries. Kerry, is there a way they can contact that again?
Specialtouch.org, and then they would click on the Oklahoma Getaway.
Awesome.
And there'll be a number on there that for specialtouch.org, and you can get a touch.
Awesome. Well, all right, guys. Hey, check these guys out. They're fabulous. They've got good credit. So I recommend them. I've known them for some time, and absolutely phenomenal people. And so, Brother Kerry, would you mind just praying over our listening audience as we come to this close today?
Lord, we just give you praise. We just thank you that, Lord, you go before us, you prepare a way. You know each one that's even sitting there, maybe going through a dark stretch in life or challenges, and they don't know what's ahead. Father, That, Lord, the touch of your anointing be upon them.
Hallelujah.
And as they begin to call out to you, whisper that name, Jesus, that, Lord, your touch will be upon them.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, as they truly commit to walk with you and live for you, that,
praise
Lord,
God.
And just say, Lord, forgive my sin.
Yes.
I'm living for you. That, Lord, you'll just come into their heart, into their life. You'll go before them, but begin to prepare a way. They'll find a good, faith-based, Bible-believing church.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They'll begin to pray. They'll begin to walk in obedience to you, faithful to you, and that, Lord, your hand of blessing will be upon
Amen.
Them
yes,
every step
Thank
of the way.
Jesus.
And that, Lord, they'll know that you're in control,
Amen.
And
Thank
it doesn't matter what's going on around them. They've got that peace because
yes.
peace
Thank
will
you,
be
Lord.
Their guide.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless them, keep them. And, Lord, we just thank you for the privilege to serve you because we're all co-workers for your glory.
Yes. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, it's so wonderful. Thank you guys for being with us. We really appreciated having you. And we learned a lot today, you know. And we want to, again, thank all of our listeners for listening to the Messiah's Misfit podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.